All right, well, as you know, there's a buildup of Russian military equipment and personnel. They're in Belarus to the north of Ukraine. They're on the border to the east of Ukraine in Russia. And it's just not clear what's going to happen next. But what is clear is the commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, is a weakling in the White House. I mean, there's just no other way around it anymore. He's just a weakling in the White House. It'd be one thing if he had terrible policies, but at least showed strength here and there. You know, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama would flex American muscle on occasion and make it so that the world knew we were serious. The world doesn't take Joe Biden seriously at all, I don't think. Todd Wood is a graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy. He flew special ops, supporting SEAL Team 6, Delta Force, and others. He's been all over the world. He's also the publisher of Creative Destruction Media and the editor-in-chief of Tsarism.com. Todd, good to have you back.
Great to be back, Steve. Always enjoy it. Thank you.
And you're building a media empire in similar ways that we are, by doing a crazy thing that's called telling the truth. Weird, but it's what we do here. We go find facts and tell the truth about it. All right, so you spent a considerable amount of time in Ukraine, right? You've spent a considerable amount of time in that part of the world. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I've been to Donbass. I've been to the war zone. I know what's happening there. I have a network of sources in country, so yes.
Yeah, so, all right, from your perspective, which I think is better than any network perspective in America, your sources tell you what? Your gut tells you what? The tea leaves tell you what? What are we looking at? What do you anticipate actually happening?
Well, let me just lay it out what I've been saying. Actually, for about 7 years, Russia will not invade Western Ukraine. It's not going to happen. It's not in their interest. This is a manufactured crisis by Biden and actually by the Ukrainians themselves. We put out a piece this morning that's basically lays out the case that because Ukraine is having real problems with its own gas because of Nord Stream 2, which Trump tried to stop, which is now sending gas to Europe, Russia no longer has to send gas through Ukraine and pay Ukraine for transit fees, which is about $3 billion a year. So therefore, the Ukrainians are part of this, trying to manufacture a crisis in order to try to pressure Russia to continue paying them. That's one thing. The other thing is Biden is obviously using this.
So in fairness, hold right there. It's always follow the money. So basically, the Ukrainians, their toll bridge, not getting the toll anymore. The toll road has been canceled for the energy, so that's important to them. And I've been saying for a while here, it wouldn't make sense for the Biden family, who has enriched themselves tremendously by way of Ukraine, to allow something like this to happen. Obviously, there's money at play in different places. Anyhow, carry on.
Well, no, that's a whole other issue. As Ukraine is the Soros Biden crime family syndicate playground for laundering money and all kinds of information operations now targeting the American people or the America First movement. So in what Biden is also trying to do in Ukraine is distract from his purposely horrific performance with the U.S. economy and with the southern border. But he's also distracting from what is their real threat to the United States, which is Taiwan and the coming invasion by the People's Republican Army. So this is, we have a Manchurian candidate in the White House who's working for China. Russia is not our enemy. They are a dangerous adversary, but they are not an existential threat to our existence.
I think I've said this to you before, and I'm gonna tell you what my position has been for a number of years. I'm out to lunch, but I don't think so. And that is, Russia is a natural ally to America sooner or later. It has to be because there is no other way to contain the real enemy, which is China. And Russia may have some cooperative efforts with China currently, but as we move down the road, at some point, 180 million Russians, give or take, are going to be a key to working with America like we did together in World War II to contain the real threat on the planet, which is neither Russia nor America, right or wrong.
Well, the last 100 years of the Russian existence at least a large part of it were under the Soviet Union. That's an anomaly. We had American troops in Siberia fighting the Bolsheviks in 1917 and a few years later during the revolution. Russia, yes, was our ally in World War II. The Tsarist Empire, we have worked with them. They supported us during the Revolution and the Civil War. So there is a long, you're correct, a long-standing possible alliance between the two countries, and we forced them, or I should say the Obama administration forced them into China's hands by sanctioning them in 2014, and we're still trying to up the sanctions, which is insanity also, in my opinion.
So, all right, so what do you say to people, Todd Wood here, to people who say, now, wait a second. Of course, Putin's already made his decision. He's going to go in. He's going to take chunks of Ukraine, because that's what I hear. He's not going to take the whole country, but he's going to take a slice here, slice there, like he took Crimea in 2014. You think that is it possible that he takes parts of Ukraine? I mean, he has mass troops in Belarus. He does have troops to the east and in Russia proper. No chance?
Look, I'm not a Putin fanboy. I mean, he's raping his country. He's stealing from the people. He's repressing the media and any opposition. But as far as his troop buildup, the one on eastern Ukraine is about 160 miles from the border. He took Crimea without firing a shot by surprise. A raid against him in Donbass is a very formidable couple hundred thousand Ukrainian troops. That is not a surprise. It will be a devastating conflict when he doesn't have the money or the political capital to do that at this point. Belarus, I mean, look, Putin moves troops around all over and constantly, as any good commander in chief should do. And I think that the reason Putin built up militarily over the last 10 years is he looked at the West and the criminality and corruption in the West and saw his face in the mirror. It's one gang member to another. This is a gang fight just like in the gangs of New York. And that's what is going on, in my opinion.
So you say to people then, you don't believe, I mean, because if you turn on CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, all of them, you read the New York Times, mm-hmm. the LA Times, whatever, and they're all at a point of, it's not a question of whether Russia will invade, just a matter of when they're going to do it. But you're right, 160 miles. I mean, you don't move 160 miles in a day or two. I mean, I suppose you could, but with that much equipment, it takes some positioning. It takes logistics. It takes a lot of effort. And as you point out, somewhere between 200 and 250,000 Ukrainian troops ready to meet that surprise, that's no surprise at all, becomes a terrible conflict, doesn't it?
Of course, and people should be aware there's been a smoldering artillery duel in that part of the region in Donbass where I've been several years ago for a long time. They're killing several people a week. It's trench warfare. That will continue. Putin will still try to destabilize Ukraine. That's very possible. But he has the cards. He has Crimea, which is the warm water port on the Black Sea, historically part of the Tsarist Empire. He has the coal mines and the coal fields in Donbass and some of the gas. And Ukraine's in real trouble economically, and there are reasons for this hyped up threat, which is not Russia, in my opinion. It's
all
Biden
right, Todd, hold
and
that
the Ukrainian
thought.
Government.
Todd Wood here with us. Hold that sure. thought. Todd, we'll be right back. Todd's been there, flew special ops for SEAL Team 6, the Berets, everybody. He's been there, and he spent time in these countries. Has a pretty good feel for it, so pretty good information. Todd Wood with us. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. You can also listen to this interview again by going to the podcast. Share it with your friends. We'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service, provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.